Let's pray. Let's pray for some here. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for the people that are here. Father, I pray that they would be taught well. Father, those that avail themselves to things that we offer here at Faith Evangelical Free Church. I pray that they would learn, they would understand more of your word.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Question is, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm
Don't
ready.
You have a nice little break there?
Yeah.
It would have been better if you weren't sick, huh?
I was probably feeling cruddy till quite Thursday. I mean, I was up and I was moving, but I was, you know, you look
you
at
weren't, you weren't 100%?
No. You look at a certain type of food and you'd be like, I don't want to eat that. Oh, yeah, then you never can drink tomato juice ever again.
Oh, no, I can drink it now, but it took me about 2 years to be able to drink it again.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
When you get stupid and you overdo it, and you get sick after that. Yeah, you don't. You look at tomato juice and go,
whoa. Peppermint
shot. Oh, don't even say that
word. That was really bad.
It is gross. It's very gross. Okay, here we go.
On to a different subject.
Let's look at, let's read this Genesis 3:14-19 really quick again. Therese, why don't you read it?
So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you've done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all of the days of your life. And I will put an enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and you have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return.
Guys, we're going to do the results of the covenant here in a minute. We already got the participants. Who are the participants?
Adam.
God and Adam.
Yeah,
Eve.
God and Adam. It's not even Eve.
Oh, well.
Yeah, because if you look at verse, the only thing that happens to Eve is something that happens to her.
Well, she's there, so she has to be kind of included.
Well,
God
she is.
God talked to Adam separately, right? And gave him the command.
Yep.
Oh, so he didn't really say it to her. He just told it to him.
Just to Adam. Now, what's interesting is, obviously, from that moment on, women have it. With
and men don't have it, okay?
With Adam.
Stop right there.
With Adam. Hooey and yooey. And you look at verse 17, you got that word toil. Cursed. Stinking thorns and thistles, man. They grow just like weeds grow now, and wonder if they grew before, or if it was difficult for them to grow, or the food grew like the weeds do today. We just don't know.
Maybe they...
Yeah, and we actually can. You better believe
it.
But they don't taste very good. They're very strong.
So
sweat.
Do you like take a day and go out and find all these things and just try them? Is that, I mean,
well,
is that what you do?
You can make dandelion salad.
Well, I know, you can do that.
And they make dandelion salad if it's full. I remember.
You would not believe the things in a lawn that you can eat. Anyway, that's a whole other topic.
Sorry, I was just curious.
Yep.
But, you know, just looking at just the little bit that we were gone, and I didn't get to pull the weeds out of my little flower bed. I mean, it's like, it's the flowers for the weeds.
Yeah, and
I
what's
mean,
interesting,
like,
yeah, and it's interesting, why doesn't the cultivated plants grow like that? You gotta cultivate them. Why don't they just grow? I mean, Okay.
The weeds grow.
Yeah, the weeds grow, and if you take a carrot and let it generation over and over again, you know what it turns back into? Queen Anne's lace. Wild carrot.
Really?
Yeah. I've got two of them in the garden that you cannot distinguish between a wild carrot and a real carrot. They do the little bird's nest thing, you know, and I'm just like, golly, they go right back to weeds.
Hmm.
Like Paul's Aurelia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Then you got your, what, morels and false morels?
Yeah.
Look like that?
Yeah.
Except for the slime?
Is marijuana considered a weed?
Well, sure it is. Don't you know it's called weed?
Generation, right?
Weed.
Smoking weed.
You're talking about weed. They're gonna know what you're talking about.
People want, to, you know, I won't tell you.
You answered your question the right way of saying that. No, people grow it in their ditch to cultivate it to sell to make money.
I got something growing in my back pasture. I'm like,
now it's called medicine.
You know what's funny is Jared, Mark's boy, once said to me. He goes, "If everything God made is good, then what do we do with what about marijuana?" And I go, marijuana's good. We're just putting it in the wrong end. Jared goes, what? I go, maybe it should be a suppository.
Oh, well, but we misuse it.
I know.
We misuse it.
He goes, wrong. I go, yeah, you smoke it. Maybe we're not supposed to smoke it. Maybe there's medicinal purposes on another end. You know,
okay,
so Jared
okay.
Just kind of
actually
went,
made pretty
had
good
that
work.
Coming. Yeah, hemp.
Rope.
So anyway.
So you can cultivate it into rope.
There you
that's
go.
That's my story and I'm sticking to that.
Well, so we got some issues, man. Verse 19, there's a lot of sweat going on and the monotony of work and your job and the fact that God gives us enjoyment in some things is just amazing. Of that. Okay, the participants, let's do the results. Look at the results there.
The results of the covenant. Yuck.
Well, when you look here at the results, God is talking. I was talking to a young lady Thursday night who, Mikey's wife, and she was talking about how it looked like the snake was talking, but yet, do all animals talk? And why did this one talk? And all this kind of stuff. And then when all the curses come down, it's like 15 and 15, there's two different penalties that are hitting. First of all, the actual animal is cursed. Whatever that animal was is now cursed. But it says, well, everything is cursed, but this is cursed more than any other animal. That doesn't seem fair because it's like, well, wait a minute, Satan took control of the animal. Why should the animal have a penalty? Well, because God has to obey his rule. Genesis 9:5. Let's go ahead to Genesis 9:5. Somebody read that.
I now establish my covenant with you. Oh, 9:9. And for your lifeblood, I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from
you. And murder is forbidden. Animals that kill people must die, and any person who murders must be killed.
There you go. That's the same thing.
Yeah, because mine said the same.
And for your lifeblood, I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting for every animal.
Oh, sorry.
So, if an animal kills, according to the Noetic Covenant, which we're going to learn here coming up, if an animal does something to man, it suffers what? A penalty. And so God's rule. What did that animal do? Involved in the destruction of the human race. And so that animal is cursed. Just like a lion would be killed, or a bear would be killed, or a bull would be killed if it killed a person.
Well, it's not their fault, though. I mean, they didn't know.
I know. I know. See, that's what we think. Somehow it is.
Well, I guess you can't really think that a human happens to get to the point where they kill somebody and they're like, oh, that's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
The devil made me do it.
Exactly. What's interesting about that, guys, too, is if you think about it, in that 9:5 verse, animals never really lose their fear of people, but they lose their fear enough that they need to be reminded. And animals that kill need to be killed so that animals remember.
There has to be other animals around for that to...
That they learn it.
Have some validity.
Yeah, they learn it little by little.
I can see animals in a herd type situation would learn that.
They take a bear, the sow see it. The association, man. Smell. Animals, their whole psyche is different.
Gemma, see why the ants ran when they saw me coming. I'm not kidding. That's what happens, but we have ants. So it's like I've been killing them left and right. I'm not kidding. And I came around the corner to the counter, and all of a sudden it was chung.
Did you hear
it? You know, they went up, a cry went up, here she comes, run!
I'm not kidding.
Did you hear it, Jennifer, like a...
Like, here comes the Clorox white woman. But they did, they...
It sounded like a very high decibel run. No, surely not.
Let me tell you, ants, they move fast.
Areas where all these wild animals protected, like wolves, bear, they begin to lose their fear of man. And just with animals are different because it's done differently. And so they learn very quickly that man smell means death. But the less that they're killed, now this sounds really harsh, PETA people would have they do still have fear, because if animals didn't have the fear that God put in them in the Noahic covenant, can you imagine how we would be hunted?
It'd be like that one show, what was it? Will Smith was in it, and he was in a city that the animals were hunted.
Yeah.
I mean, if they saw us like they see rabbits, or they saw us like they see deer.
Well, when they're not normal, or when they are desperately hungry,
right.
You know, you something has changed.
Yeah. Why do people think that they can actually have those as pets?
Why do they?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the born free mentality, the PETA mentality. Born free. Which really... Which really is a thought process that's not wrong, because at one time that's the way it was, but that's why God is so important in all of our lives, to understand things correctly. If we don't have the God element there, then none of this stuff makes sense. It's like this chimp that dragged this kid underneath the fence.
And
they're going, we don't have any explanation for this one. Usually they persist, the person does something, the guy's going, I'm at a loss. And I'm going, dude, no you're not, it's the fall. Yes, this is the way it was, and we have that compassion, but you also have to balance it with, that's not the way it is anymore. And this is cursed.
Well, there is a hierarchy, and I don't, you know, people don't want to follow or believe in a hierarchy because, oh no, we might be above the animals.
Yeah.
Let's try to personalize the animals, and it's like...
Well, that's the humanistic teaching coming out too. They're evolved species of animals.
We're on the same plane.
Yeah.
I guarantee it, though. You let God remove that fear of you in them, and there won't be one PETA person on this planet.
They'll
be
the
eaten real quick. And everybody's mind will change very quickly. There's a reason why there are no wolves.
there's a reason.
There's a reason why there's no what?
There's a reason why wolves were almost... Wolves kill people. And they kill livestock. There's a reason why bears were almost whittled down. Because bears kill people. And they kill livestock.
I know. I don't got nothing for you there, man.
Just great.
They did one thing. Great. They had a good skin. Yeah. Yeah, that's man in the cursed state. Because man is supposed to take care of things. And instead, what does he do?
Goes out and kills them.
Yeah. Look at everything. I was talking to a guy Thursday night. Everything man lays his hand to, it does not matter. Eventually, it gets corrupt. And when people hear that, they go, that's depressing. I don't want to hear about that. And I go, hey. But you have to balance it with, yes, but it's not always going to be this way. And this leads you to repentance. This leads you to something's wrong. Why is this the way it is? It's to get you to desire, because this is not our home. You know, you may have a house, but it's not your home. It's really not.
Well, and the house isn't any different. There's maintenance. Things
well,
need to
sure.
be fixed.
Right.
And, you know, things break down.
Yep.
And
yeah.
If you just buy a house and don't do anything, pretty soon you're going to be living in a hovel.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, the ants
got it
right.
My house. They got
trolls. Yes. Yes, there you go, Mike. That's yeah, that's
I
mean, a good.
I look at it from a standpoint. Let's take wolves.
Yeah.
They've got an important part
they
in
do.
The ecosystem.
You betcha.
But we need to control them. We don't need to eradicate them.
Right.
You know, I look at it, chronic wasting disease. If there had been wolves
that
in the
never
ecosystem,
happened.
That would have taken out the sick animals, which is primarily what they do.
Right.
You know, very rarely will they attack a healthy animal. They take the young and the sick, and that would have kept stuff like that from just blowing out of proportion.
Right.
You know, here, stuff like that.
Or down in Texas, because they bought up all the land. You got to pay. Well, most people don't have that type of money to pay, and so the coyote population exploded. Guess what happened to the coyote population? Got rabies. Guess who started getting rabies? And they said, ooh. And so they spent millions of dollars in the 90s dropping rabies vaccines in bait. And they stopped it 50 miles southwest of, or southeast of San Antonio. There would be coyote hunting, see?
Yeah.
And that's what people don't
that's
understand.
What did. That's the effect.
Getting back, that's the whole thing, guys. Unless you put the God element in it, things get out of balance.
Well, and then you have people that just go out to kill for fun.
Yeah.
That is wrong.
That's wrong,
you know,
too.
I mean, you, they're there.
Well, it's fun to shoot prairie dogs.
You've got to control them. There's a control. Well, no, I understand what you're saying.
But,
the wasting.
Even like at Scott County, because there was such an overload of
deer,
they had to have people come in soon enough. I mean, you know, you have to control the population somehow. Now, were there people that took them home and ate them? Possibly. You know, maybe they need somebody that would do it. But just to go out shooting just to, you know, for notches and trophies?
I don't hunt like that, but maybe some people do.
You know, you don't do it that way.
Well, what's interesting, too, is, you know, you look at... You look at that whole Indian thing's not big around here. Mm-hmm. God, there's no reservations. There are, but they're little. Out west, when I lived out west, the Indian thing was real big. And you watch these shows about how the Indians take care of this, and they took care of the land, and they were balanced. Well, do you know why they were balanced? Because there wasn't very many of them. They didn't leave much of an imprint. But had there been as many Indians as there were Europeans, they'd done the same stuff. And they do the same things today. They will wipe out entire elk herds and just take the hindquarters and just leave them. Because they can do that on the res. And you're like, this is the American Indian? Yeah. They're men. They're just like everybody else. There's nothing special about them. So, you know, we get these... So you leave the God element out, man, and everything goes boink, everything goes out of whack. And so getting back to the notes here, what's interesting is, so we get back to this Teresa question when it says that's not fair. Well, yeah, it would appear that it's not fair, but you take the God element into it and it's completely fair. Three things happen to that animal. Number one, he has to do the belly crawl. And let's look at some of these. He has to eat dust. Now, you know, some people that try to make the Bible false, they'll say, well, see, there's an error. And he's going, snakes don't eat dust. They eat rodents.
Yeah, they eat rodents, but when they're crawling around on the ground, they're going to get dust in their mouth.
Well, if you read Micah 7, Jennifer, grab Micah 7:17 and Mike, get Isaiah 65:25. Let's see what dust, eating dust, really means.
They will come to realize what lowly creatures they really are, like snakes crawling from their holes. Oh, they live in the dirt. They will come out to meet the Lord our God. They will fear him greatly, trembling in terror at his presence. So they do. They lived in the dirt.
Yeah. It is a sign of humiliation.
Some of them do. Some of them don't.
Some of them hang in trees. Read yours, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lamb will eat straw like the ox, but dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain.
Don't listen. The snake is still cursed even in the kingdom. Man, when God says something, man, he means it.
So,
does that mean there are going to be a lot of mongooses around?
I don't know.
Yeah,
really. If you look at Micah 7:17 from a translation and not a paraphrase, Jennifer, yours is a paraphrase.
Okay.
Want
me to read from Jesus?
Yeah. Micah 7:17.
They shall lick the dust like it out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of our Lord our God and shall fear because of thee.
Licking the dust means...
Well, even our worms live in the hole in the... To me, a worm is a snake.
So every single snake in the kingdom is going to be cursed.
Still.
Yep. So even the word? No matter that they didn't really do anything, they're still going to be cursed.
Genesis 9:5.
We're cursed and we didn't do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's true. Was it pleasant having Pam?
Let's try this game.
Just
here.
Just
here we go again.
Not so much.
See, so it, man, God holds a lot there responsible. You know, looks like the animal's harmless, but according to 9:5, he's not.
But we also have the chance to be forgiven and go to heaven.
Yep. The snakes go to heaven.
Yeah. No dogs.
Yeah. I'm going to write a new book. No snakes go to heaven. Okay, let's look at, okay, so now there's a dual thing going here, because you look at verse 14, and you look at verse 15, and there's a little something going on here. That snake was not thinking on its own. There is something, I mean, it's so obvious, it's in your face. There is something in that snake.
The demon?
Right.
Were the demons still in the pig?
I don't know. But what's interesting about that whole incident is somehow the demons thought they would be okay by being in the pigs. But the pigs ran off the cliff. The demons lost their they lost their possession of the guy, and then they lost their possession of the pigs.
So couldn't they go possess somebody else?
I don't know. But it's interesting. It's almost like Jesus said, okay, sure, you want to go to the pigs, you can. Your end will still be the same. He didn't say that. Crazy, and doesn't make any... I'm not even going to
I'm not even going to dress you. Sure, go to the pigs. They're like, oh, and so they go to the pigs, and then
poor
pigs
pig.
Die.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
demons end up in the same spot. You know.
So, do you think that there's like demon possession nowadays?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like schizophrenic people that have. Like,
oh, I don't think so. I think it could be just a normal person.
Yeah, there's. You got to be careful when you're doing that, because then we're going to go back to the Middle Ages. Body can malfunction, the brain can malfunction.
Like the Exorcist?
Yeah. let's not take Hollywood's version of it.
But I do think so.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it twice.
Yeah, and it's not the turn your head.
It?
Uh-huh. It's not like that. Like what you've been.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Oh, good. Because here, let's take an example. Here's an example of being the guy that was running around naked, okay, in the Gerasenes. Okay, there was a couple things that he did. He was supernaturally strong, because they couldn't bind him. He would break it. So he had unusual strength. He obviously was morose, perverted, because he's naked. And he's cutting himself all the time. He's a cutter.
I'll be back.
All right.
Oh, you're going to go?
No.
We have to go say goodbye.
Hey.
I'll be right back.
Sorry.
Right on. Okay. So anyway, somehow, whether he was cutting himself to alleviate the emotional pain, because cutters do that, do they not today? Mm-hmm. Or he was doing it because demons take pleasure in hurting humans, and they were controlling that because they get pleasure out of that.
Wow.
That we don't know, but you know, the guy, it said afterwards that he was clothed and in his right mind. And so the demons seem to have an ability, like taking a screwdriver and a bolt and going on an electric keyboard and adjusting things in the head so it screws you up. Hmm. Or they'll take advantage of weak conditions. The difference then, as it is today though, is back then, if you've noticed, there were a lot of demon-possessed people that Jesus healed. Why weren't they healed before? Wasn't the Jewish exorcist good enough? What you find is that the Jewish, prior to the cross, had more power. The demons had more power. Now, according to the scriptures, it says they have been disarmed. The principalities and powers have been disarmed. And God has made a public disgrace for them. And what was fascinating is in Acts chapter, I can't remember if it was Acts chapter 7 or what chapter it was, but the unbelievers were so impressed that how easy they recognized that, and they tried it themselves. They tried, they were like, it was like a formula. They looked at it as a formula. And so, seven of one of the priest's kids go into this room where there's this demon-possessed guy. And they go, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, not whom we believe, but whom Paul preaches, we command you to be gone. And the guy looks at him, and he goes, all I know, but who are you? And then that guy proceeds to beat all seven of them until they're naked and bleeding, and they run out of the house. I've been in a lot of fights, legal ones, and I've never beat the clothes off of somebody. I've never seen anybody beat so bad that their clothes were beat off them.
Well, if he's demon possessed, that's probably why, because he had strength that was unbelievable.
But what was interesting is the demon said two things there. It said, you have no authority. and I don't know you. Sneego, they don't know the people that they have trapped, the millions that they have trapped. They just know their enemies. And who is the demon's enemies? Christian. Jesus they knew. Paul they knew. But who are you guys? You're one of the lost. You don't know. You're a nameless, faceless number. Anyway, so we see this whole process of eating them after the cross. The demons are totally disarmed. They're humiliated. And in Jesus' name, we have complete power over them. And they are terrified, terrified of Jesus in you, because you remind them of the end. And every time that they met Jesus, they were always in a, they were always afraid.
So, and Jesus said, "Nope, I'm just here to mess with you for a while."
They knew he was coming to break them. Well, when we read in scriptures, Jesus came to destroy all the works of the wicked one. Something happened that's different. But here you have this animal, and what's interesting about this animal is you think, okay, so what is this, like an Aesop fable? You guys know what Aesop fables are? You ever seen those? How the elephant got his trunk and all this kind of stuff, how animals develop. You know, and you read this, the first time I ever read this, I'm like, God, it sounds like an Aesop fable. Well, snakes became snakes, and the whole thing with the snakes. But the more you read it, you go, nah, there's something else going on here. There's an intelligence behind this reptile that, first of all, is against who? Who's it against? That thing that's speaking to Eve.
God.
It's against God. Now, think about it for a second. God said when he made creation that everything was what?
Good.
Wait a minute. This is not good. So it can't be the snake. The snake
but
is good.
Satan is a fallen angel.
Exactly.
Which we don't see.
Right.
It's kind of like the wind. We don't see the wind.
Right.
We might hear the wind. We may see the results of the wind, but we never see the wind.
Right.
Or even the air we breathe. We don't really see the air we breathe. But we breathe, and so
yes,
we know it's there.
Exactly.
And so he has to come some way, shape, or form.
And Eve probably knew this animal. And Eve probably thought the animal was beautiful. Whatever it was, it didn't scare her.
Well, that's because Satan can take on a lot of forms.
What's interesting, too, about this snake is if the animal kingdom was still good, this creature either bad, which would be God's word, or there's something bad in it.
What animals eat it?
What animals what?
Eat the snake.
Mongoose. Anything that's got teeth. Honey badgers.
But you don't see bears or wolves.
They'll kill them.
But they won't eat it.
Yeah, no.
Because it tastes nasty.
No, it doesn't. It tastes like chicken.
Tastes nasty.
I've had several types of snakes, and they do all taste like the same, the chicken.
Ew.
Ew. Rattlesnakes. Yeah. So you got to look at the personality behind this. If this snake is good, this serpent, whatever it was, is created good, and this is before the fall, what in the world is going on here? Because this, whatever it is not good. And so you begin to read between the lines quite a lot here, and you go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. This thing is, number one, antagonistic. Number two, is trying to say that something that God said isn't true. Number three, it sounds like it's trying to fool the woman. Number four, it sounds deceitful. Number five, it sounds evil. So this is a twofold. This is punishment against the animal, and now punishment against the devil. And it is a huge one. First of all, what do we got first? Hatred between he and the woman.
Satan.
Yeah.
there will always be hatred between Satan and the woman. We've talked about this before, guys, that wherever Satan is in control, religion-wise, women are persecuted horrendously. Look at Islam. How many of you guys would love to be an Islam, Muslim woman? It's great for the guys.
I've been dead a long time ago.
True. Yeah, you lost your head a long time ago. I mean,
or been beaten.
Yeah. I mean, oh, it's great for the guys. Guys, you know. But it's a woman. Mm-hmm. There is a constant hatred there. And if you look at whenever there's anarchy, that means things that are out of control. So, what's in control?
Evil.
Yeah. Evil is rampant. And who takes the worst beating?
Women.
Yeah. Yeah. Always.
So we're pretty much screwed on it.
If
because we're the weaker.
Yeah. But it's more than that. I trained a lot of women.
Sorry, dear.
I trained a lot of women to be able to defend themselves against men. And there were a couple women that could take men. Not so much that you're weaker, it's that somebody hates you a lot. Well, think about it. God used you.
Well, think about it. Who brought the one that's going to take him down? It was a woman. A man had nothing to
do
with that.
With it.
Now he had something to do to create Mary, her father did, but that just hit me.
Yeah.
There was nobody that, no man had anything to do with Jesus.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, 7:14.
We are the bearers of.
Isn't that funny how God did that? And that shows you in the notes there, Jennifer. I was just getting ready to say it before you said it. That's cool.
I didn't even read that.
Yep. He hates you especially because from you, the one that destroyed him came. And what's fascinating about that is that's like God. That's like God to go, oh, the one you fooled and dominated, and I'm going to use her to defeat you.
The one badly.
See, that's
she is going to beat
personal
you.
Opinion, I think the Antichrist will come out of Jerusalem.
Because?
Or Bethlehem. I'm thinking Bethlehem.
Mimic.
That's where Christ came from.
Satan's always trying to mimic.
That's where he was born. I really, really believe he envies him. Uh-huh, and he mocks him, and he's going to be the savior of the world, and he's going to come. That's just my gut feeling, is what better way to mock God?
Well, he wants to be just like him.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, it is.
Well, and we'll pick up on this next time, guys. You got something in your hands now, so you can look through it. And Jennifer, I imagine you were appealing to hatred means its final end with Satan's seed. Woman's seed is Messiah Jesus.
I didn't even read that part.
Yeah.
It just clicked when you were talking about that. Duh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Duh. Why would he not hate women?
Yeah, because we brought the one that's going to bring him down.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And that's how God works, though, you know what? He just... The whole time he's doing this to the devil. He's got a knife in him, and he's going, "Nah, I need you over here. You're a tool. I need you over here." And the devil is just.
And I don't think
he's aware.
No, I think he's so.
Well,
so, I think so full of himself.
Insane.
I mean, that's how. To be able to describe it in human terms, I think it's more than just insane, but I don't think we can go beyond
it. Full of himself, and he thinks that
well, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we're supposed to be wise, because he comes like a roaring lion. You ever get a chance on YouTube? They're it. That they are hunting a lion that has killed some livestock, and it's a male lion. The name of the clip is "Deer Hunting is for Wimps." I think that was it. They're hunting, and they're standing there like, there it is, and you can see this lion going, and they go, and you see the lion do this, and then all of a sudden you don't see the lion, and the lion's thinking charges, and it's going.
It takes more than one bullet to kill a lion.
Oh my goodness. And they are going, you just hear all these shots. And the ferocity of it coming. And it jumps. And just as it jumps, and the guy goes,
and goes like this, you see him go like this, and the lion's trashed, pissed, whoosh, nips the guy, falls, regains himself like this, and then they shoot it again. It's dead. And you're just going, all you can think of is Satan comes like a roaring lion. And you can't fight the devil or his demons running. Had that guy ran,
that would have been it for him.
But he stood his ground, and it's like point blank. The lion's like from here to the board. And he goes, that lion go, but still it's alive. It is quite. And then you start to go, Ephesians 6, shield of faith, sword of the spirit. You know, back up. Don't turn your back and run.
Wow.
Good chance. Yeah.
Cool.
Go back. Anybody got that? I don't know how to work it.
You what?